Yerushalmi printed in Bavli, Shkolim Daf Chof Aleph, we begin at the foot of page Chof Amud Beif with the phrase Kohen Gadol Shemeif V'chule. If a Kohen Gadol died, in fact many, including the Vilna Gaon, remove these words from the text and read the next sentence as a continuation of the earlier text. Rabbi Bar Bar Mamal Boy Mechlefer should say to Rabbi Shimon, Taman Omao Michel Yoshim Rahacha Omao Michel Sibu. Rabbi Bar Mamal asked the following question. The opinion of Rabbi Shimon seems to have switched. There, meaning in our Mishnah on Chof Amud Aleph, he says that it is bought from the inheritors, and the Korban Eder explains that since Rabbi Shimon tells us that it's a stipulation of the Beis Din that the community must pay, so it's clear that the Torah itself had said that his inheritors must bring it. But over here, meaning in the Baisa, at the end of Chof Amud Beis, he says that we learn from a pasuk that the Kohen Gadol's mincha is bought from communal funds. Amr b'chia ba'aba v'lo yeus hu makshe. B'chia ba'aba said, is he not asking well? Asa Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, Rabbi Abo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, d'var Torah hu shetei ba min hatzibo. They should say, ha'yisi oime yigru la. And they should say, hiskinu shetei ba'a metrumas halishka. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered, that is, it's a Torah law that it comes from the communal funds. I might have thought that they should collect it from everyone with a special collection. So they enacted, as said in the Mishnah, that it should come from the Trumas Alishka. And the original assumption of Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal was actually incorrect when he said that Rabbi Shimon holds that on a Torah level, his inheritors must bring it. Rabbi Yossa Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, boy, Mahu, Shlema b'shachris shlema ben arba'im, or shlema b'shachris v'teila ben arba'im. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, asking, when the Mishnah said that the tenth of an ephah was bought complete, what does it mean? A complete tenth in the morning, and also a complete tenth in the afternoon, or a complete tenth in the morning and cancelled in the afternoon? Kad teib shitele dechsev minchas tomet. Rabbi Yochanan answered that the pasuk says in Vayikravov Pasuk Yud Gimel, a daily mincha, and therefore just as the daily Tomid offering is never cancelled, so to the Kohen Gadol's tenth of an ephah is never cancelled. Shlosha lugim mahein shloshes lugim, shachris shloshes lugim ben arbaim, o lugumechse shachris v'lugumechse ben arbaim. Rabbi Yochanan asked, do we add 3 log of oil in the morning and 3 in the afternoon, or 1.5 log in the morning and 1.5 log in the afternoon? Amar Rabbi Chizkia, oif hadar svichalei, and they should now say, according to the Vilna Gaon, it should say as follows, kaimetz v'shachris v'kaimetz ben arbaim, v'chatzi kaimetz v'shachris v'chatzi kaimetz ben arbaim. Rav Chizkia said that I also asked this question, was a handful used in the morning and a handful in the afternoon, or was half a handful used in the morning and half in the afternoon? Amar Rabbi Yossi, klum lamdu l'kaimetz loy meminchas, it should say now, nadova ma'al alan kaimetz afkan kaimetz, is the correct text. Rabbi Yossi answered that they learned the handful from the minchas nadova. Just as the handful is used there, so too here. Amar Rabbi Chizkia, klum lamdu shloshes lugim loy mitamet shel ben arbaim, ma'al alan shloshes lugim afkan shloshes lugim. That's the text again according to the Vilna Gaon. Rabbi Chizkia says that Rabbi Yochanan was also doubtful about the following. Was 3 log not learned from the afternoon Tomid offering? Just as there 3 log are used, so too over here. And the Gemara leaves Rabbi Yochanan's and Rabbi Chizkia's second question unanswered. Shelo yehu chulei. The Mishnah taught that Beis Din enacted that one does not transgress Me'ilah for using the ashes of the Parah Adumah. Rabbi Shimon ben Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonathan, Bedin haya shi'imalu ba, v'hen gozru shi'imalu ba. Rav Shimon ben Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yonathan, said that, strictly speaking, they should transgress Me'ilah, but Beis Din decreed that they do not. V'ha tani chatas melamed shemoylim ba, ba'at moylin v'hen moylin ba'afra. The Gemara asked Rabbi Baisa that the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Tes, a sin offering, and this teaches that one does transgress Me'ilah with it, but not with its ashes. Why does the Mishnah say that it was Beis Din who enacted that it does not apply to ashes? Amar Rabbi Abo, Baruch Shoyna, Hayu Mishtak, kushin ba venoithnoitha al gabi makoithihim, the gothushi maluba, kenshanigdu, gothushloi imaluba. Rabbi Abba answered that at first that people would treat it lightly and put it on their wounds, based in decree that it's prohibited because of Mi'ila, but after people became careful with it, based in decree that there's no longer a Mi'ila prohibition. Va'alakinin chule, and the Mishnah taught that disqualified nest offerings should be replaced from communal funds. Ha'isha hazois b'mehi miskaperis. The Gemara asks, how does the woman atone? And this question and answer here are actually taken from the Gemara earlier and Daf Yutes in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, which discussed finding coins exactly between the boxes of the obligatory nest offerings and the nedava bird offerings. The money falls under nedava. And the Gemara therefore asks, how can the woman who must bring her obligatory nest offerings achieve atonement if the money is instead used as nedava? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Tanai Beis Din, who a mesapik es hakinin, who mesapik es hapsulois ve'esa oivdois. Rabbi Yitzchak answered that it's a stipulation of Beis Din that the one who supplies the nests, means the bird sellers, must also supply replacements for those that become pasul or those that were lost. Hadnalach perek mois shenimtsu. We move on now to Perek Kol Ha'oikim. So we're now Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Kol Ha'oikim Hanimsoim B'Yerushalayim Tahirim Chutz Mishal Shuk Ha'elyon Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that all saliva found in Yerushalayim is assumed to be Tahor, aside from in the upper marketplace. Rabbi Yosi Omer B'Shar Kol Yerois Hashana She'Be'emsa Tameim She'Betzodim Tahirim. Rabbi Yosi says that at all other times in the year, saliva found in the middle of the street is tamei, and on the sides is tahor. During the festival, saliva found in the middle of the street is tahor, and on the sides is tamei, as a minority move themselves to the sides. Kol hakelim hanimsaim b'Yerushalayim derech yurida leveis hatfila tameim. Rabbi Meir says that all utensils found in Yerushalayim, if found on the descent to the mikveh, they are assumed to be tamei. If found on the ascent from the mikveh, then they are assumed to be tahor. Rabbi Yosi Omer, kulam tahorim chutz min hasal, ha'magrifa v'hamiritza ha'miyuchadim l'kvoris. Rabbi Yosi says they are all tahor, aside from the basket, the shovel, and the miritza, which is like a pickaxe, that are used for graves. Sakin shenimseis b'yudalad sheichid ba miyad. If a slaughter knife is found on the 14th of Nisan, it can be assumed to be tahor, and he may slaughter with it immediately. B'shleisha asa sheine umadbil. If it's found on the 13th, he must re-immerse it. Kupitz b'zeu b'zeu sheine umadbil. If he found the meat cleaver, then whether on the 13th or the 14th, he must re-immerse it. Chal arba asa liyos b'shabas sheichet ba miyad. If the 14th occurred on Shabbos, he may slaughter with it immediately. Since it's prohibited to immerse it on Shabbos, the owner would have immersed it beforehand. V'chamisha asa sheichet b'miyad. If he found it on the 15th, he may slaughter with it immediately. Since it's prohibited to immerse it on Yom Tov, the owner would have immersed it beforehand. Nimpsis kashur l'sakin harehi k'sakin. If he found the cleaver tied to a knife, it has the same status as a knife, as it was certainly immersed together with the knife. And the Gemara now says, Rabbi Avin, b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Katsan shall akum haya sham. The Gemara says, the Rabbi Avin quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi says that the Mishnah taught that if saliva is found in the upper marketplace, it's tummy, and the reason is because non-Jewish launderers work there, and their saliva is tummy. Amar Rabbi Hanina, arudois hayu neichim yushalayim, v'hayu oilim oile v'golim mishtakim medam ad akuroisehem, ubao lifnei chachamim v'le amu lahem davar. Rabbi Hanina says that that wild donkeys were killed there to use to feed the king's lions, and those who traveled to Yerushalayim for the festival were ankle deep in blood. They came before the Chachamim, who did not say anything to them regarding whether they had become tummy from the blood of the carcasses. They should now say, Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Ma'ase b'preda Michel Beis Rebbe, Shemesa v'tau estamea m'shem nevela. Rabbi Simon quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi said that there was once a story about a mule of the house of Rebbe that died, and the Chachamim declared it tahor of the impurity of Nevela. Rabbi Elazar shoyl Rabbi Simon, ad kama volei agibe. Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Simon how much blood, but Rabbi Simon did not answer. Shoyl Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, amalei ad revi'is tahor yoisim mikan tamei, uvash Rabbi Elazar delei chazalei Rabbi Simon shvuasa. Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who answered that it's tahor until a revi'is, meaning a quarter of a log of blood, but more than that is tamei. Rabbi Elazar was upset that Rabbi Simon did not answer his question. Rabbevai have Yasev Masni Hadein Uvda. Rabbevai once sat and taught that case. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna at Kama. Amalei ad Revi'is Tahor Yois Mikan Tomei Ubatbe. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Kahana asked Rabbevai, is it until a quarter log, Tahor, but more than that is Tomei? And Rabbevai rejected his question. Amalei Rabbi Zvika began to have a Shailach at Mait Be. So Rabbi Zvika said to Rabbevai, just because he asked you, you reject him. Amalei began to have a Stati Be. Rabbevai said, no, I rejected him because my mind was not settled. Da'ama Rabbi Chanin, v'chayu chayecha tluyim lach mineged, v'eshu lekech lechitim l'shona. As Rabbi Chanin said, from the Pasuk in Dvarim, Pek Chavches Pasuk Samach Vav, and your life will hang in suspense before you, and this is a person who buys wheat for a year because he does not own his own land. And the Pasuk says, V'achadta laila v'yemam, there shulaykech mina sidki. And when it says, you will be in fear night and day, this is a person who buys from the dealer. V'leitamin b'chayecha, there shulaykech mina palta, v'ana samich apaltira. And the Pasuk says, and you will not believe in your life. And this is referring to a person who buys from the baker, as he must be concerned that the baker might not have bread to sell him. And I rely on the baker. My kadoin, so what is the law, is more than a quarter of a log of nevela blood, tare. Heyed Rishur ben Patura, al dam nevela shehu tahor. Rishur ben Patura said that nevela blood is tahor. Mao tahor, the question is what is the meaning of tahor? Tahor melachshir. Tahor that does not, as a liquid, cause things, means be machshir things, to be able to contract tumma, but it does impart tumma to other things if it itself is tame. Taman taninan, dama sheret, metame kavasoi, metame veina machshir, veinan kayotseboi, inan kayotseboi, kashir tumasoi, avaldomoi, metame kavasoi. There's a Mishnah in Meseches Machshirin, the blood of a dead sheret has the same law as its flesh. It's tummy, but does not machshir as a liquid. It's unique in that way. The amount of blood that conveys tumma is the same as its flesh. Amar Rabbi Yosi, pligi ba trei amarayim, chad amar tummy, v'chad amar tahor. Rabbi Yosi said that two amarayim disagreed. One said it is tummy, and one said it is tahor. Manda amar tummy, ka Rabbi Yehuda. Manda amar tahor, ka Rabbi Yehoshua ben Patura. The one who said tummy is according to Rabbi Yehuda. The one who said Tahor is according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Patur. Amalei Rav Avduma, demin Nechusa, v'yois du Rabbi Yehuda maraina demin Nesiyah hava. Rav Avduma of Nechusa said to Rabbi Yosi that is correct, as Rabbi Yehuda, who gave the instructions in the house of the Nasi, was the one who ruled that way when he told them that the blood of the mule is Tahor only if less than a quarter of a log. Kol halakim v'chulei. We may have taught in the Mishnah that all saliva found in Yerushalayim is assumed to be tahor, aside from in the upper marketplace. Leikein amar Rabbi Abol b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina le'gozer al ha'roikim shev Yerushalayim. And the Gemara asked, well, did Rabbi Abol not teach in the name of Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina that they did not decree tumah on saliva in Yerushalayim? Ha'itma aleha Rabbi Avin b'shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi katzin shel goyim ha'yosham. The answer is Rabbi Avin, quoting Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, had said that there was a laundry of Gentiles there in the upper marketplace whose saliva is tamei midrabbanan. B'shar yemei hashana, hatameim mahalchim shebeiles v'hatoirim mahalchim min atzad, v'hatoirim mahalchim stam, v'hatameim oimim lahen perushu. Throughout the year, the tamei walk in the middle of the street and the tahor walk on the sides, and the tahor say to the tamei, stay away. B'shas ha'regel, ha'tahirim mahalchin shibodeth, ha'tameim mahalchim min atzad, ha'tameim mahalchim stam, ha'tahirim oimrim lahen perushu. During the festivals, the tahor walk in the middle of the street, and the tamei walk on the sides, and the tamei says to the tahor, stay away. וכל הכלים הנמצאים בחולי. ומה taught in the Mishnah that all utensils found in Yerushalayim, if found on the descent to the mikveh, they are assumed to be tamei, if found on the ascent from the mikveh, they are assumed to be tar. Lo kein am Rabbi Abor b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, lo gozu al hakelim shem Yerushalayim. Asked the Gemara, did Rabbi Abor not teach in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that they did not decree tumah on utensils in Yerushalayim? Mekeres v'nimsu derech Yerida leveis ha'tfila na'asu reichich. The Gemara answers, but since they were found on the descent to the mikveh, that's a proof that they are actually tamei. Abashal hayakayre oisam tzipurim. Abashal would refer to a meritza, which we mentioned in the Mishnah is used for burial. That's actually a pickaxe. He referred to them as tzipurim, means like fingernails. Manda v'tzipurim shayadime l'tzipurim. Manda v'meritza shemeritza es ha'even l'beis ha'kroris. The one who referred to it as nails is because it resembles nails. The one who referred to it as meritza is because it was used to rush, means to push the stones, onto the grave. Kofitz v'chulei, tani ha-sakin k'shura la harei zu k'mreisa. The Mishnah taught that if he found a meat cleaver, whether on the 13th or the 14th, he must re-immerse it. The end of the Mishnah taught that if he found the cleaver tied to a knife, it had the same status as a knife, as it was certainly immersed together with the knife. A braisa teaches a similar law, although the comparison is expressed the opposite way. If a knife is tied to the cleaver, it has the same status as the cleaver. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Beis. Pareches shenitmes bevnat atuma, madbilin oisa bifnim umachnisin oisa miyat. If a curtain became tamei through a vlad atuma, it's immersed inside the azora and brought in immediately. ושנתמס באבטומה מטבילי נעשה בחוץ ושויטרי נעשה בחיל בפני שהסריכה הערב שמש. If it became tamei through an avatuma, it's immersed outside and spread out on the chel, which is the low wall that surrounds the main wall of the azora, because it cannot be used until after sunset. אם העשה חדושה, שויטרי נעשה על דג האצטבה כדי שיראה את העם את מלאכתו שהנה. If it was new, they would spread it over the roof of the portico so that the people would be able to see its beautiful handiwork. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel aimer mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Askan pareches over tefach al shivim u'shtaim nimim nereges hakol nimim v'nima chavtal al chutin orcha mem ama v'rach v'chof. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Askan, said that the curtain's thickness was a tefach, hand's breadth. It was woven on 72 cords, on each cord were 24 threads, and it measured 40 by 20 amas. And we pay base ribui haisa nasis, and it was made of 820,000. Some explain that it refers to its value in dinars, others say that it's the number of threads used, and then even others say that ribui means girls, as there were actually 82 girls who would weave it. Vishtaim oisim acholshana vishlesh meis kahanim adbirin oisa. They made two of them each year, and it took 300 kohanim to immerse it. And the Gemara says, "Ido amar chut echad kafel l'shnayim shalzer l'shleisha manzar l'shisha arba mikan ha esim ba'arba." The Gemara says, "If it would have said a thread, it would mean one double to two. Twisted is one that isn't a three. Moshzar, which is a pasuk in Shemayis Chavav pasuk Lamadalef, that's twined. That means into six. And there are four types of thread, so in fact there are 24 threads." Tani shleish mushtayim ilo amachut echad kafel l'shnayim shazor l'arba mashal l'shmeine arba mikan hatalasin the train. The Baisa says there are 32 threads. Had it said thread, it would mean doubled into two, twisted is into four, twined is into eight. There are four types, so there are 32 threads. Tana arboim l'shmeine ilo amachut echad kafel l'shnayim kliya l'shleisha Shazor l'shisha, Moshzor l'shneimasar, Arbor, Mikan, Ha'arboim, V'tamanya. And the Baisa says there are 48 threads. Had it said thread, it would mean doubled into two, braided is into three, twisted is into six, twined is into 12, and there are four types, so in fact there are 48 threads. Kosavech adoime, Masi reikim, V'kosavech adoime, Masi choshev. Masi reikim, Partsuf echad, Masi choshev, Shnei partsufos. One pasuk says, and that's in Shemayis Pek Chofov pasuk Lamed Vav, the work of an embroiderer, and another pasuk says, in the same pek in pasuk Lamed Aleph, the work of a craftsman. The work of an embroiderer means one face, meaning one image embroidered on the fabric that's also apparent on the reverse side. The work of a craftsman means two faces, as they would weave two different images on the two sides of the fabric. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, Chadamar Maaseh Rekem, Ari Mikan V'Ari Mikan, Maaseh Choshev, Ari Mikan V'Chalak Mikan. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia disagreed. One said that the work of an embroiderer refers to the image of a lion on each side, and the work of a craftsman refers to a line on one side and blank on the other. V'chorana omar, ma'aseh reikem, awi mikan v'chalak mikan, ma'aseh choshev, awi mikan v'nefshe mikan. The other opinion said that the work of an embroiderer refers to a line on one side and blank on the other, and the work of a craftsman refers to a line on one side and an eagle on the other side. V'shmoinim u'shtayim v'bur haisa na'asis v'chulei. The Mishnah taught that the curtain was made with 820,000. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Bisna, b'shem Shmuel Guzma. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Bisna, quoting Shmuel, said this is said as an exaggeration. Taman Taninen, pa'amim haya aleha k'shleish me'ayis kor. There's the Mishnah in Maseches Tomid that says sometimes there were as much as 300 kor of ashes on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi B'Rabun, b'shem Shmuel Guzma. And Rabbi Yossi B'Rabun, quoting Shmuel, said this is said as an exaggeration.